Adam and Raven went and saw the new Ghostbusters movie, which I have been avoiding like the plague for various reasons, which we may or may not get into. So what was it like?
I was really avoiding it too. I didn't want to go. And I went because the reviews weren't entirely this is crap.
I'm such surprised.
And Ruth really wanted to see it.
I went to see it because I thought it would be fun. And it was.
I didn't like it, so all right.
You didn't like it?
But Roman did. And everyone else did, so... He went with us, so I'm just an...
I suspect the main problem was they kept too tight a leash on the actors.
Right, in what way?
In that they had these tremendous women who are brilliant comics who could go completely bananas and do amazing things, and they were really reined into a very tight... script.
My complaint is somewhat similar. It's that they came across like I would like to know more about those characters, and that the actresses playing them, I really liked them. They seem promising, and then there was nothing resembling character development that I really cared about for most of the characters, and it just turned them into caricatures. And I wanted more of know more of those characters and get to like them, but I didn't feel like
I got
the chance.
Was it just a remake of the original with women in the same roles, or
to some extent? Yeah.
Yes and no. They made various references to the original films.
Okay.
And
it wasn't the same story.
It was a different story. It was a much more interesting story, I think.
More complex.
And they had little cameo roles by various characters from the original movie in there as well, which was kind of fun. And it was a very knowing movie, so it made references to the earlier movies.
Right.
So self-referential that. But on the whole, the basic idea is that there's this institute investigating paranormal procedures, and they suddenly...
Are they considered a joke as previously?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the whole thing starts because two of the women authored a book about it, and one of them's about to get a proper academic position
and wants to repress the reprinting of the book. Which is how the original basically starts anyway. Mm.
But it works, I think, really well because one of the characters there is a mad, crazy engineer.
See, that's the one I didn't like. That's Julian Holtzman. And my hassle was she was too much of a caricature, and I thought this could be a really cool character, and she never had a chance to do anything in the entire thing other than a couple of small jokes.
And the main reason I was avoiding it, to be honest, I mean, it didn't sound particularly... It's Melissa McCarthy. And I have liked Melissa McCarthy in things in the past, but I have not liked her recent career as comedian in movies. I find her annoying.
I think I might be an outlier about that because everyone else on Julian Holtzman that I've spoken to really liked her. It's just I felt that there was something missing, so maybe I missed something.
She was a caricature, but she was such an entertaining
It was
caricature.
A great caricature, but my hassle was I wanted depth to the caricature. Mm. That was my problem. But
was Melissa McCarthy annoying? As I said, I found her very annoying.
I thought so. I liked Erin Gilbert, Kristen Wiig. I thought she was very good. I thought Leslie Jones, I think, again, a bit too much of a caricature, but she was good.
Mm.
Chris Hemsworth was,
I didn't even know he was in it until I just looked at the cast list here.
Look, the receptionist they hire, he just steals the show, really. And you don't find out until the end credits exactly what he was doing,
which was controlled by a ghost. There was a scene in it that was originally in the film, and they get to a certain point where that scene was supposed to start, and apparently they pulled it after test audiences. And you could see there's this big chunk missing in the film, so they put in the credits.
Okay.
I didn't mind like that. I think it worked in the credits.
It was a great credit. Yes. It was a really good credit. Best credits of a film for a very long time. Stay by that one.
Yeah. And look, it was a fun film. They did some new things with the idea. And clearly there's going to be more films.
Because they didn't go well. The sequel, it's unlikely to get a sequel. It was a bit too much of a flop.
What about the DVD?
Maybe. But they missed out. It wasn't accepted in China, so without the Chinese sales, it was very difficult for them to make money back. Just on the, he went very well for a comedy, just not necessarily well enough to justify a sequel.
They needed more kung fu for China, was that it?